Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Gimel, and as we head deep down into the garden, we're on the holding on Nun Beis on the Beis, and we're at the last line. Is that right? We got all the way to the bottom. That's lovely. Okay, so now the Mishnah has those mysterious words about Nafala Fanav or Nafala Achorav. The shortfall falls forwards from the Kol HaKoreh, so somebody's drilling inside of the bar, and then the shore falls. So this, first of all, forwards or backwards doesn't seem to be a reasonable kind of distinction. You fall into a bore, what's the difference? It says, Rav, on the contrary, that's the whole difference. When it says, Nafalafanav Chayav, it means literally into the bore, on your head, because like I darshaned earlier, that Derech Nefila means nose first, so that the gas can get into your system and kill you. And therefore, you're chayev, because I hold it, bore your chayev for hevel. La achorav means literally achorav mamash. The shore falls backwards into the bore, breaks its back, your puzzle. And both are and your putter. And both are talked about in the bore. Zeb zeb bibor, and this is me, completely l'shitato. Rav l'ta, maybe yom rav bor shechival avtara lahavalo v'lo l'chavato. In which case, if the shore falls backwards, but its nose is above in the air, then it wasn't the hevel that killed it. It was the chavata. And the Torah was amachayev you on the chavata of karka olam. Very simple. Of course, according to Shmuel, this is much more of a challenge because according to Shmuel, it makes absolutely no difference. The bore, if a shore falls into a bore, what difference does it make what direction it's in? Bein milafanav, bein milachorav chayav. Because this is Shmuel Atayme, who holds that the bore is lahavalov koshike lachavato. Therefore, hechidomi lachorav, Mikola Kriyade Patur. So what in the world would the Mishnah mean when it says that the shore falls la'achorav? It doesn't mean achorei the bor. The shore means achorei the bor. Lefanav means into the bor. La'achorav means losing its step and then falling backwards and hitting itself on the outside of the bor, where over there you would not be chayiv because it's not the bor directly here that created. It's not even similar to the case of Gova that we had before, where we said Shmuel would be chayav, because over here, it's just a takala, which is gorim, the fall. And there, Shmuel would say, you're potter. That's what it's talking about. In this case, there's the kolak kriya that you could blame also. So we can't really look at it as the full equivalent of gova, where the bor does it entirely. That's the chiddush of the Torah. So Bishlam, if you fall into the bor, we say, okay, so that the koreh was only a groma. But in the case where you don't fall into the bor is just the grama, the same way the koreh is the grama. Where did the Torah ever say you're chayev in that case? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So the word lefanav la'achorav is lefanav into the bor. La'achorav is la'achorav shel habor. That's the point. So over here it could go into nitkar b'bor v'nafal achorei habor. He's falling outside of the bor, chutz labor. But eino chinami, if you fall into a bor, there's no way that you would be potter based on the direction of your fall. So Shmuel, what's enough to mean if you'd be falling head first and die from the hevel, you'd be falling back first and die from the impact on the spine? Makes no difference whatsoever. Asks the Gemara, take a look at the bright. Eitve. Bibor bein milafadav, bein lacharav v'chayach. Oh man, word for word what Shmuel said. If you fall into the bor, doesn't matter what direction you fall. It's exactly what I said, Sir Shmuel. You kept claiming that lefanav lacharav is a reference to the animal and not to the bor, and here it says, beferish not that way. If you fall into the bor, makes no difference what direction the nose is. How do you explain that? That's it to you, if to the Rav, is it not? No, not necessarily, says Rav Chista. Remember that even Rav has a bor that you would be chayev, a bor that's not karka olam. And where would there be a bor that's not karka olam when you were not mafkir yerushus? With the bor, your mafkir is just around the bor, but you still maintain the ba'alut on the bor. If you maintain the ba'alut on the bor, what are you going to say? Karka olam? Where's the karka olam? So that's what it's talking about over there. It's not to you to the Rav at all. We're referring to Moda Rav, bebor b'rishuto, where you were not mafkir. The chayav, there you're chayav isham de amale. We say, look, if you killed my shor b'havala me, so pay me. It's your heva, you created the heva, lavala didachu. If my shor was killed by your chabata, iba chabatami, so pay me for killing my shor by chabata. I really don't care what you pay me for, whether it's forward or backwards, as long as the cash is transferred into my account at such and such a branch. Rabba Omar, Rabba says, look, if we're looking, we can look for some creative solutions, you know. So, I mean, again, since we're talking about laboratory cases and not real life, right? I mean, we're talking about theory. So suppose you have a bore that is so deep but it's an Alice in Wonderland bore, in which the shor basically is turning round and around as it falls, right? So it's somersaulting. So now it lands, it may land on its back, but it fell in nose first. So already the hevel has already affected it, okay? So therefore, it's saying it doesn't matter if you end up landing on your back, since lamaisa, you were immersed in the hevel of the bore. So then mitapech, the nafala, first he falls nose down, and then he tapech, and then he's nafala gabe. In that case, the hevel that initially was a hanibe. And the additional impact and breaking of its back is not what we look at over here. Rabbi Yosef says, well, if we're looking for creative solutions, I have the most creative solution at all. We're not even talking about a boar being chayev and a shor. We're talking about a shor being chayev for the boar. And there it says whether the shor falls in head first into the boar and wrecks the water from the filthy shor, or whether the shor falls rear end first and wrecks the water. It really doesn't matter. We're talking about niske boar b'shor askinan. And therefore, it's my new. Shehiv ish et meimav. It polluted the water, which is again today's news. The losha shut down, the Niviot and the Ein Gedi wells. Deloshna lefanav, aloshna leacharav, mechayev. Tony Rav Chananya lesiyuy lerav. Rav Chananya's got over here a raya, actually, to Rav. The Braita there said, v'nafal, and you remember that this was Mamish Rav's diyuk, that v'nafal means, achi pol derech nifilah. You have to fall the regular way you fall, which is head first, if you're walking. Mikan amru nafal lefanav mikol akriya chayav. So only if you fall forward you would be chayav. Leachorav mikol akriya patur. And both are talking about within the bar, that bright indeed does actually back Rav's contention. Because there's no problem with Shmuel. Shmuel says, look, I got a bright that is the fairy, but bar doesn't matter. Amamar. Let me get this straight over here, because you've been conveniently ignoring everything but the issue of head first or feet first. And nobody's talking about the fact that there was somebody drilling in the bar. Let's think about that, huh? The Mishnah said, Mikola Kriya. Now, I want to know, why in that case would you be chayav if the kore is a gore? So, why can't he say, look, my bar would never have caused any damage if it had been that guy down there, and he was the one that was startling the animals that were coming by. So just as this shor that normally would have been able to avoid the boar was walking by, all of a sudden he turns on that drill and the shor, and wow, it falls right into the boar. So why can't we, therefore, Taina, that we have to look at the grama of the kored? It's not fair. At least have him share it. This is not fair to turn to me and make me responsible. Omrip, Shibi Barashi, you're absolutely right. But can you get the koret to pay? Of course not. Because the element of bor, remember, is a chiddush akra, as we pointed out many times, that what we would normally have viewed as a groma, I took the ground away, so you fell into it. The Torah is saying over here, no, that is the nature of a certain type of moment, an agent of mazik. Fine. There's no agent of mazik that's called a driller. So the mele, we have to look and see, are you chayef for that? That is clearly a groma b'alma. You startled something into falling, a mele. You're going to be mechayev somebody for a heart attack, but somebody else has made a loud noise. So the idea over here is that you cannot collect from the kore. Very good. What is the rule when there are two participants in a hezek and you can't collect from one of them? Rabbi Natan's rule was, so that's exactly what we mean over here. You're right. You have a shutaf. Go to the shutaf. Okay, the shutaf, the court says, is part of grama b'alma. Thank you. Now let's go back to the bar. So in order to avoid the whole baba maisa, let's just say the bar is chayev. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Ashi says, you're right, but Amani Rabbi Natani. The whole thing is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Natan, that he says, look, in the same case, remember the classic case of Rabbi Natan was where a shor pushes another shor into a bore. So over there you say, well, if I can't collect from the shor that pushed, but so the shor was not chayav, didn't have enough value to cover the nezek, I'll collect from the bore. So here too, you say, look, the Bala bar did the hezek, because that is the classic case. The Tanya Shor Shedachaf et Chavero Lebor, Ba'ala Shor Chayav, and the Ba'ala Bor is Patur. So the Rabbanan say, well, look, you look at the one who actually did the Hezek Biadayim, and the Ba'ala Bor is sort of being used. Rabbi Natan Amir, no. They're both participants. That's the first Chalik of the Machlokas. In other words, there's two issues over here. First of all, do you have two participants? Tanakhama says you don't have two participants over here. One person who's active is the one that has to pay. Rabbi Natan says, no, it's not true. You got two participants. The Bala Shor pays half. The Bala Bor pays half. Half? I thought the Brayta says, we're going through this just to bring out the point of Rabbi Natan that we're looking at. Oh, thank you. So, didn't we have in a Brayta, Rabbi Natan Omer, Bala Bor pays 3/4, and the Bala Shor pays 1/4? So, lo kasha, but tam rabba muad. Obviously, the solution is that in a case where one of the shor over there was a tam, so the tam would only be chayev chatzi nezek. So, mamela, in that case, he pays only a revia nezek because he has a shutaf. I don't get it, says the Gemara. I mean, what does Rabbi Natan hold? My kasava. Does he look at the case as being a suit against two individuals who are each responsible, not actually separately, jointly and severally responsible. And therefore we look at it as each one is kula ezeka avad and I kula ezeka avad. So then if that's the case, they basically, I mishalim palga, I mishalim palga. If you also, I mean, are you saying, you're telling the shor, okay, you're responsible. Well, I'm only going to pay a quarter. What do you mean you're only going to pay a quarter? You're responsible for doing the whole nezek, if we're saying jointly and severally, right? So it's, all right, fine, I'm a tam. Okay, so you're a tam, so pay half. Or, I have a shutef. Okay, you're a shutef, so pay half. I mean, but basically, a half I'm going to get out of you, no? And if you hold that we look at it only as actual partnership, that I palgezek, if I palgezek, I hava. So what's the maximum that you should be able to sue the balabar for? Half of the hezek. So how does he come out paying 3/4 of the hezek? So no matter how you look at it, there's something very fishy about what Rabbi Natan said. Not really, but we already know. But in other words, we're just going through this. We're working through this so that we should realize how we came to the conclusion that Kilek Adishtalum Nimei Mishtalum Ahai. So we start from the beginning. Here's the Machlokes of Nasan Rabbanan. And here's how we arrived at the conclusion of Rabbi Natan's Svara. So this is not that we're really asking questions and making answers. We're going through it again. So if you're going to tell me that each one is a partner, so then if that's the case, why does the Bala Bor Mishalem 3/4? Bala Bor Mishalem Palga or Bala Shor Revia? What should it be the din? Is, look, the Bala Bor says, you can't make me responsible for more than what I did. I only did half. And the Bala Shor says, well, I only did half, but I only paid for half of what I did. So that's a quarter. And then the guy cries, but what about the other quarter? Same thing that happens every time a tam damages you. Go cry. But you're not going to get it because you're crying. So why do you have a right to come back to the Bala Bor and to say to the Bala Bor, I want you to take responsibility for the other quarter that was missing from the Bala Shor? If you all that he's a shutaf? So idach revia mafsid? Why aren't you just going to be mafsid, lose the other quarter? Amar Rava. Now let's not jump down Rabbi Natan's throat. Rabbi Natan Dayano. Rabbi Natan is a very great Dayan. V'nachit lo'um kadadina, and he's worked this out to absolutely the bottom line. Li'olam kasar ha'ikul ha'zeh kavad, ha'ikul ha'zeh kavad. Truth is that he holds that this is a joint and several attack, so that each one can be viewed as responsible entirely for the nezek. So your question is, if that's the case, how did the shor go down from chatzi nezek to revia nezek? If he was responsible for kulei nezek, and he's a tam, he should still pay chatzi nezek. That was your question. Aha! The kakashir kalashalam ha'ipalga ha'ipalga. This is the point that Rabbi Natan came to understand. That mishum da amalei bala shor la bala bor. The bala shor can say to the bala bor, shutafut. It means that your involvement is going to be meaningful in terms of my responsibility. Now, if you hadn't been here, what would I have paid? Chatzi nezek. Now you're telling me, well, you did the whole nezek, so pay chatzi nezek. Now, wait, just hold on a second. If I would have paid chatzi nezek on my own, then you certainly can't say that just because it's joint and several, that therefore I'm left with paying what I would have paid otherwise, even without your shutafut. That's nonsense. Shutafut has to be expressed in terms of reducing my payment, and you're taking responsibility for my payment. That's what shutafut means. So the question over here is shutafut only vis-a-vis the victim, or is shutafut a question of mutuality in terms of responsibility vis-a-vis both to one another? That's the point. Comes along Rabbi Natan and he says, it's all very nice to look at the partnership purely in terms of the guy who's suing. But that's not the limits of the partnership. The partnership is also no different than any other partnership. Over here, it's a partnership in doing damage. What do I care? But the bottom line is that in cases where there's a partner, the partner takes half the responsibility off of the other partner. Therefore comes along the Baal HaShor and brilliantly, Tainus to the Baal HaBor, I don't need a partner to pay Chatzi Nezek Pastor, I would have paid Chatzi Nezek anyway. So if we're partners, how about taking care of half of what I owe? Which ends up making the Baal HaBor responsible for three quarters. That's brilliant. Tainus Rama, that's Nachi Lung Gedadina. Beautiful. That's one approach, but we haven't gotten to the bottom of what we said. And that is, he's got to go Lu'umka, right? Lu'umka Dadina, all the way to the bottom of that bore. So now, you could say it differently, and that is, Yibayit Ema, Lu'olam Kasavak Palgazek Avadvai Palgazek. Actually, what you could say is that really, they're partners in the Hezek, not jointly and severally, but rather each one indeed is only responsible for his half of the joint, and therefore the kakashalach, you asked, how then is it possible for the bor, Baal HaBor, to pay more than half if he's only a partner in half? Ah, that, sir, is a wise question and leads exactly to the solution that we're looking for in our sugya. The kakashalach Baal HaBor mishalei palga u Baal HaShor mishalei revia, vina revia nafsid, no. Because the Baal HaShor can say to the Baal HaBor, look, I am suing you because anaturoi bebircha ashkechita. I happen to have found my shor in your bor. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, at katilta, you killed my shor. Now listen, if there's anybody else that's involved in this that I can get money out of, I'm happy to do that. So I'll get what I can out of the Baal HaShor. I got 25% out of the Baal HaShor. So my diitle lishtalumimeir mishtalamna. Whatever I can get out of him, I'll get. But my deletli lishtalumimeich, whatever I cannot get out of the Baal HaShor, which in this case is a time I can't get the full chatzi, I'm going to come and sue you for the remainder, even though lamaisa you're only a shutef and a hezek. And therefore, as applied to our sugya, that's exactly what Rav Shimi Barashi is saying. The kol hakriya in this case is the equivalent of the shor hatam that pushed into the bor. And Rabbi Natan said, if you cannot collect, then you collect from the Baal HaBor. Since in this case you cannot collect a dime from the Baal HaKoreh, because he's saying, well, you know, as far as Gump said, it happens. So Memela, but don't come to me and blame me for it. So Memela, we collect the whole thing from the Baal HaBor. I didn't even bother going through the steps of pretending to sue, because I can't get anything out of him. And therefore, it's exactly the equivalent of this approach, the second approach here, the Bait Ema, in Rabbi Natan, namely that Kilekel Shalom Mimeach Mishtalam Mimeach. Now, the chelik of the argument, which is, and I found my shor in your bor, is going to become clearer to us as we go. How important is that piece of the argument? Suppose I wouldn't be able to say that, that I found it in your bor, and therefore you're the murderer and I'm coming to attack you. That we're going to see as we continue going through the sugya, and how we're ready to apply Rabbi Natan. Omar Rava says, Rava, okay, so now we have a model. Our model is two causes, but one bor that actually makes the damage happen, okay? So the case that we had, our model was the driller and the bor. I say we can even have another model, but not another model, but another case that fits the model. Shikabar is going to say, well, it's obvious, and we're going to need to explain why. If you have a model, I need to explain other cases. So, Hiniach Evan, says Rava, you put, let's say, instead of a driller, you use a rock. And you put a rock, some of these rock guys, they sound like drillers, but you put an actual rock in front of the bor, al pnei habor, comes along the shore, and he trips on the rock, falls into the bor. So, I say, basically, that fits the model perfectly well. The Evan, in this case, is the equivalent of the driller. So, banan l'machloket Rabbi Natan v'Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, well, you know, there's an infinity of cases that can fit the model. I sure hope Rava's not going to start telling me all of them, because it's Dav Yomi, you know. We don't have infinity for this. What's the chiddush in that? Pshita. That's exactly the case. I mean, what do I care what you call the agent that's goring? You call him a rock or you call him a rock star? It's exactly the same thing. So, pshita. Says the Gemara, no, it's not so pshita. Because, you see, there's a big difference in the interrelationship of the causality of the hezek. The Baal HaBor, in the case where the shor pushes in, can say to the Baal HaShor, don't try to tell me that you are not an active mazik. Because, you know what? If my bor hadn't been here, your vicious shor would have killed this guy anyway. Not this guy, the Shar we're talking about over here. So he would have attacked your Shar and have a katale. Your Shar wouldn't have fallen into... The truth is, my bar actually gave your Shar a chance at life. Unfortunately, he busted his spine. But I'll tell you one thing. If he would have been standing on the edge and there hadn't been a bar there for him to fall into and escape, this other, your Shar would have absolutely torn him to pieces. So therefore, I say, you are very much an active part. But over here, on the contrary, the Bala Evan says to the Bala Bar, look, I didn't do anything, really. I was a grumma that shares no real responsibility, because if it hadn't been for your idiotic bar over there, so a guy maybe would have tripped on the stone, he would have brushed himself off and stood up. So I would say, La Bira Ditcha, if it hadn't been for your bar, Avna Didi, my Havi Avi. What would my Evan have done? What, the guy would fall? So the Shor would have fallen, you dust it off, and he stands up again. Yavi Mitka Bavi Nafavakai would have fallen down, would have stood up. So I might have thought that that is an important component in how to describe the ability to collect from one where the other isn't there, you see. So therefore, I might think that in that case, we could actually say that the bor would be chayav maybe even more. So kamash malan. Nonetheless, therefore, Rava wants to make it very clear that the model extends even into such a case. We have less of a taina on the gorim, that he can still say, ilav evan, he could say, look, that may well be true. But the bottom line is that my bar would not have been active if it hadn't been for your catalyst. Agreed that there sure is a heck of a difference between a catalyst that's going around and smashing a shore up on its own and a catalyst that's only a catalyst that does nothing but catalyze. But nonetheless, they don't call it a catalyzer for nothing, you understand? So when the shore falls in from this catalyzer, so we could still go out and get the Evan. Okay, Itma. Shor, v'shor psuleya mukdashim. Aha! Another case where we seem to be touching on this problem is where you have a shor that attacks now together with a shor psuleya mukdashim. Now, a shor psuleya mukdashim, not now to be confused with the question of whether you're chayef for killing a shor psuleya mukdashim, which we learned out from the din of Amet Yelo, when the Shor Psuleya Mukdashim is the victim, and that's not considered to be low. Over here we're talking about Shor Psuleya Mukdashim as the damager, not the damagee. And the reason that your partner over there is purely from the Re'ehu issue. So now the question is, the Re'ehu may be defined differently than the Shail of Amet Yelo. And indeed, Tosis brings the Shita of the Geonim, that over here, when we're talking about Shor Psuleya Mukdashim, we have to be talking about pre-Pidyon. And that's why it's not Re'ehu. Because post-Pidyon would be considered to be Re'ehu. So you'll say, if it's pre-Pidyon, then who are we suing? We're talking about over here a Shor that is a Bechor, without a Pidyon, but as a Bechor, it's that belongs to the Kohen. So even though it would be Nechal to the Kohenim without Pidyon, and therefore we're saying over here, that the halacha is, but it isn't yours. That's the point. When it comes to the victim being the Shor Psuleya Mukdashim, we have another definition. Because then the question is, do you have value in it? Only Misha make shalo. So if you would hold ain't podinat mukdashim la'achilo l'klavim, for instance, what are you going to do with it? That's a different issue. So then it's not made ELO. But not. It's very interesting that you can have Shor Psuleya Mukdashim in one case that's not the same Shor Psuleya Mukdashim as in another case. One case talking about pre-pidyon, one case talking about post-pidyon. Okay. Just to not to confuse the issues, because we are going to be talking about a Shor Psuleya Mukdashim as a victim, and we should not confuse the two sugyas right here on the same page. So you have a Shor and a Shor Psuleya Mukdashim that damage together. So Abaya says, okay, so what you do in that case is you're Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Says Ravina, no, you're Mishalim only a quarter of the Nezek. Okay, how do we understand that Machlokas? Well, what we could say is like this. Both cases are talking about a Tam. And one is going Aliba de Rabbanan, who say that you do not have access to the other partner. So therefore, if they're both talking about a Tom, so when you go to sue the guy who you can sue, who is not Hegdash, so you say, okay, I want you to pay Chatzinezik. I don't pay Chatzinezik, I have a partner. But your partner isn't paying, so you pay. No, I hold back the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, Ki lekevish talun nemeha, you can't go and sue somebody else just because he's not paying. Therefore, I'm very sorry for you, sir, but I'm only paying half of what I'm chayev, and I'm chayev half, so I'm paying a quarter, because I'm a tam. I have a shutav. Masha enken, if you say you pay chatzi nezek, so then that means, says Abaya, you'd be going aliba to Rabbi Natan, right? So that would be one approach. Sakar Rabbi Natan. Or maybe both agree to the Rabbanan, and they're not arguing. One's talking about a Tam, one's talking about a Mulin. If you all like the Rabbanan, then the Tam is only going to pay the Raviyah, because you can't collect the other missing Raviyah, because they don't know the collection of Shlomim and Shlomim. If you're talking about a Mulin, then the Mulin, since he has a Shutaf, only pays half of what he would normally pay. So he ends up paying as if he were a Tam, so to speak, on his base Chatzin Nezek. Baruch Ato Adin Noelin Melech Alam Shakon Yim Baruch. The Mukdash doesn't pay at all, so that's irrelevant. We're talking only about the guy that you're collecting from. Igedi Amre, Abai Yom Rechatzi Nezik, Rav Yonam Akula Nezik. There's another report that the Machloket actually was in the other direction, first of all. And it was not the difference between the Revi'a Nezik and the Chatzi Nezik. It was the difference between Chatzin Nezik and Kula Nezik. In other words, Ravina was saying you pay the whole thing. He was giving more than Abaya. So Abaya in this case says Chatzin Nezik, and Ravina says Nezik Sholem, the way that we're reporting it now. And there, the only way to explain is differently. There we could say either both are referring to Mu'ad, like we said before, both are referring to Tam, both are referring to Mu'ad. Hakarabana Vakarabi Natan. If you hold that you pay Kula Nezik, it's because, since I can't collect from the Sharp Silem of Dasha, I'm going to collect from you. That's Rabbi Natan. And since you're a Mu'ad, you're anyway responsible for the whole thing, so I'll collect the whole thing from you. Whereas a Baya holds, like the Rabbanan, he's saying, if you can't collect, doesn't mean come to me to collect. Maybe everybody agrees you can collect. Abaya is not arguing with Ravina. Abaya is talking about a Tam, in which case maximum collection is limited to Chatzin Nezek. And Ravina is talking about a Mu'ad, and therefore he says, you pay Nezek Shalom, because Kilek Alishtalum Nemihai, Kumishtale Mihai. Omar Rav. In another case, where a Shor and an Adam get together to push a Shor into a bar. Now, Tosis points out what we're talking about over here cannot be that the Adam intentionally is doing this. Because if the Adam is intentionally doing this, his shutafut with the animal is viewed as using a tool and not as the shor being chayev at all. In exactly the same way that if a man takes a beged, he'll take your coat and he'll put it into somebody else's fire. So you're going to say the bala ish is chayev. Of course not. The bala ish was being used. In exactly the same way, if a man picks up another man and uses him as a hammer to smash in your head, so that's a tool user. It's not a mishtamesh. It's not a mazik directly. It's a mishtamesh. One is mishtamesh with the other. So we can't be talking about where it's bekavanah. We'd have to be talking about where there's no kavanah to use the shor. So now we have half and a half, so to speak, except the one. The reason it gets interesting is because, of course, there's a nafkamina in terms of Tamei Vladot, and the Nafkamina in terms of Kofar, and the Nafkamina in terms of Tsar, Shevet, Ripui, Boshem. We got all kinds of Tashlumin over here. This is a beautiful case, because we're going to have to figure out how the responsibility accrues in six different issues, which normally seven different issues. Normally we would only have to worry about one issue, which is Nafkamina and Nezek. Here we're going to have to worry about Nezek, Tsar, Shevet, Ripui, Boshem, Kofar, Tamei Vladot, and in the case of an Evet, Shloshim Shalevet. That's already the question. Does he have kavanah to do the damage? Tosis is bothered by the chiyuv of Boshet. That's what's bothering you. There's no kavanah for damage. But Tosis comes up with a very fascinating way out of there, which is something we haven't seen yet. Remember, we're developing our concepts as we go through the Masechta. We start off simple, we get more complex. We're going to be seeing that the awareness of the busha at the end of the nezek, after the button was pressed, might be mechayev you on Boshet, in which case the question of whether your intent is part of it or not might be far more complex. It might be the definition of the busha that the victim actually suffers, rather than the question of whether, is it busha since I'm not intentionally involved in busha. But we'll get to that. So let's leave that aside for now, as we haven't seen that case yet. So now, anyway, getting to this fascinating case over here. So you've got a Shor and an Adam who are now shutafim, but you got to get another shutaf. Oh my gosh, the other shutaf is the bar, because they pushed him into a bar. That makes it even more interesting, because now we got to throw in the question of kalim, because bar is putter on kalim, right? And bar is also putter on psulei amugdashim, because of the amet yelo, which is not true of the case of a shor. Oh my god. So we've got seven different issues in terms of the dinim and the tashlumin, plus a number of different issues in terms of identification of the victim. Because we got that third shutaf. Sometimes he's going to be involved, sometimes he's not going to be involved. In terms of kalim, he's not going to be involved. In terms of Shor Psulei Mukdashim, he's not going to be involved. Come on, you got to admit this is a beautiful, beautiful case. If you want to get as many, many issues into the test tube as possible, okay? So he did a beautiful job here, Rava. And let's go through it, says Rava. Aren't you excited? So when it comes to Nezikin, okay. All right, so then we got three partners. Everybody's chayav. When it comes to Tsar, Sheves, Ripui, Boshet, the Mevladot, none of those things are applicable to the anything but the Adam, the Sharon Boro Chayev from all of the above. So, so over there we have Dafka, Ish Ba'amito, Veloshor Ba'amito, and so on. So in those cases, the Adam alone would have to take the full responsibility then. The Shor and the Bor would be Potter in that case. So the Adam is Chayev, they're Potter, Ish Ba'amito. How about when it comes to the issue of Kofer? Shloshim Shaleved, aha, interesting. So in that case, obviously an Adam is not Mishalem, is a Kofer. Now, I mean, the reason that the Adam isn't Chayev on Kofer, Rashi says, is because the Adam killed, and in the case when Adam kills, then anyway, be all payments become like Rabbi. And the Masha asks on Rashi that this is an awfully strange thing to say, because we said before the reason that Adam is Potter on Kofer is because the Din of Kofer is said only Shor and not Adam. Forget about whether there's a Kamle B'Rabbi in a component. We're over here, we'd have to get onto Chayve Mitot Shogagin and all business, because you're not really Chayev here, since it would be the equivalent of 10 people attacking. You know? Okay, but that's an aside. But clearly there's no Chayev of Kofer for many reasons, for the Adam. So there's no chayav of kofer by a bor either, because bor is not chayav on Adam anyway. Forget about kofer. The fact that Adam dies in a bor means the bor is not b'chlam, not chayav. So therefore, if shor v'lo Adam. So in that case, the only one that would be chayav would be the shor, interestingly enough. So the Adam and the bor are p'turim. How about kalim? Uh-huh. When it comes to kalim, the shor, or when it comes to shor p'suli amukdash, that's interesting. We haven't discussed that. Now, here it's talking about Shor P'suli Mogdoshim as a victim. So, interestingly enough, and this, by the way, is an important pattern, as I'm going to see later. Interestingly enough, the Torah has given what appears to be some very arbitrary criteria when it comes to the Chiyumim of Bor that we don't find in Shor or Adam, which is just out of the blue, the Bor is not Chayav on Kalim. And obviously, it's not all that out of the blue, because it's understandable in that a Bor being passive has to relate to the nezek that it does, and therefore the nezek of a bor is aimed towards a self-propelled organism and not to kalim. It's not that it doesn't make any sense. In other words, you're always going to need something that's going to bring itself into the bor. So therefore we're talking about an organism here that's going to walk and fall into the bor. But in any event, it's not chiyuv of kalim. Also, in what appears to be somewhat an arbitrary fashion, Sir Richard, a bor is not chayev when a sharp psulei hamukdashim falls into a bor. And that's because, and that's talking about sharp psulei hamukdashim, even leachar pidyo, not like the previous case where we talked about Rehehu, where the sharp psulei hamukdashim did the damage. The reason that the sharp psulei hamukdashim is, you're not chayev on in the bor, is because the Torah specifies, the hamet yelo, and sharp psulei hamukdashim, the Torah gives you rights to only in its lifetime, which is the boser of it, but gives you no rights after it's dead. And therefore, the bor cannot be sued for the sharp son of Magdashim, and the sharp son of Magdashim, therefore, the kalim cannot be sued, the bor cannot be sued, so only the Adam and the shor would be chayiv in that element. Why is that, by the way, my taima? Because Amakrav Abet Yelo, and that's the Misha Amet Shalom. Yatza Zeshe Ein Amet Shalom. Okay, yes, sir. Is there a svara for why
they're only we're being for damages and not for death?
Because obviously we're assuming that the Adam takes a certain level of responsibility for endangering himself. So the question is the norms. I mean, people slip and fall in such a way that they break their leg, but to fall off of a ledge into something that can actually kill him is a different story. People generally don't do that kind of thing. But I mean, let's wait until we're coming up to the sugya of the intelligence of the organism that falls in. Okay, in the case of a shor pikeach, which we only mentioned briefly before. So let's wait until we see that and see how it applies to Adam, okay? Abba, you're there. You can see how it would relate to that. Okay. So the reason for that is Amet Yalo, Bibisha Amet Shalo. Now, you're telling me, Lameh Mene Pshita Leila Rava? You're saying, boy, Rava is absolutely sure. I mean, he goes out of his way to include Shor P'suli HaMukdashim in the complexities of this case. And he's saying definitely the bor is not responsible for sharp tzula hamikdashin. But I mean, boy, boy, le Rava, Rava is not really sure about that. Because Rava himself asks the question in a different location about what the din would be about a sharp tzula hamikdashin shenafala for mahu. And the reason that he asks the question is, once again, let's look at this a little globally. Remember that Amet Yelo appeared, actually, both by Shor, where we darshened it earlier, to tell me that Baalimer Metaplim B'Neveila, you remember that one, right? Talked about that many times, that the owner is the one that's responsible to deal with the carcass. And it also appears by Bor. So now what's very strange is that when it comes to the Shor, we learn that it's a din, first of all, in all the Masikim. And secondly, we learn that it's a din that tells us about how to measure the payment. When it comes to the bor, it's exactly the same words. When it comes to the bor, we darsh those exact same words to mean nothing to do with any other mazik. First of all, it's something that is idiosyncratic in bor. And what's more, it comes to tell me about what the nizik was, not what the tashlumin are. Now, it's very strange that you apply exactly the same words in completely different ways. So therefore, Rava raised this question himself, and he said, look, if you got a sharp tzula hamikdashin that is a victim and falls into a bor, what would be the din? Is the va'amet yelo that appears by bor, does it indeed mean to say b'misha amet shelo, which would exclude the sharp tzula hamikdashin, yotza ze she'in amet shelo, or perhaps the words va'amet yelo that appear here come to tell me that ba'alim metaplim b'nevela? Nothing to do with who the victim is, but rather who deals with the carcass. He asked that. Now, why in this case is he so positive that a sharp tzula hamikdashin is potter in a bor? Says the Gemara, well, because time has a way of making people sure about things that they weren't sure before, just as it has a way of making people doubt things that they were sure about before. In this case, first he asked it as a question, and then he wised up. So, bata di boy yada pashta. He worked it out to be that indeed sharp tzula hamikdashin is possible. Wait, so then, but we also do know that the psak, that Rava himself believes that ba'alim metaplim b'nevela, I mean, that's normative. So how do you know ba'alim metaplim b'nevela? No, that he learns from Amet Yelo that appears by Shor. Ah, come on, says the Gemara, I mean, this is arbitrary. So, ma'chazita, what made you make up your mind that Amet Yelo that appears by Shor, that's meant to tell me that the ba'alim metaplim b'nevela, and Vambet Yelo that appears by Bor is coming to tell me the B'misha Beit Shelo to exclude the din of Sharp Tzula Hamikdashin. That seems awfully arbitrary to me. Why not say, Epuch Ana, let's go in the other direction and say that by Shor, that the victim of a Tzula Hamikdashin is Potter, and by a Bor, you're Chayev, but the Baalim Metaplim B'Nevela. I'd explain that. Well, Mistabra, it's reasonable to say, this is what I was referring to earlier, that the ptur is mentioned in the bor, because by bor, we do have this idea of defining the victims. Shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. So maybe this is an addition. I mean, in this pasuk, for heaven's sakes, right? This pasuk is coming to define the nature of the victim. The victim is a shor. The victim is a chamor. What are we going to talk about? Because not humans, not kelim, not tzulei hamikdashim. So it works out very nicely, very consistent with the pattern in the pasuk, in which we're dealing with who are the victims of a bor. Therefore, the ptur undoubtedly is to be found in the pattern in the pasuk, very consistently. So the potar bor takelim. So wait a minute. Vamet yelo by shor is the ultimate case of arbitrary pottering, not because we're pottering the particular victim, but because we are very nice to owners of Shvarim, and we let them off of Chatzinezek. So let them off of Chatzinezek, maybe we let them off of Shor Psulei HaMukdashim. You're assuming that Shor Psulei HaMukdashim is part of the set of victims that don't get paid for. Maybe it's part of the set of kulois of a bar, not of victims that don't get paid for. Says the Gemara, no. You want to define what set it's part of? Show me by Shor that the Shor is put there completely on something, arbitrarily. Go ahead. You won't find such a case. So therefore, what's more reasonable? That this is part of the kulas of Shor, where there is no other kula which we let you off for more than Chatzi Nezek, or that this is part of the definition of victims, which in fact by Bor is completely consistent, where we let you off of a victim 100%.
Obviously, it's part of the set of victims that are not included, not part of the set of let's go easy on an owner of a shor. Isn't that obvious? So therefore, says the Gemara, what are you going to say? That Adarabba, Ptur should be written by shor because you're by shor, Pota b'chatzi nezek? No, sir. Kulei nezek miyad lo ashkan. Show me another case where we just disallow a victim by shor. No such thing. It's only kulis and tashlumin. And since over here we're not talking about kulis and tashlumin, we're talking about identifying the victim. That is a set of things that appears only by bor, right here in exactly that pasuk. And therefore, this is a brilliant and absolutely clear way of understanding the two psukim. Each one is true contextually. Thank you. And now we will review. Lefanav amarav. Lefanav means literally into the bor. Lefanav mamash. Lacharav acharav mamash. Into the bor. Bor zebeze. Rav letaim niyam rav bor shkriv alav ter lav. Alav velo chavato. Shmuel amer bebor. Beimil lefanav beimil lacharav would be chayev. Shmuel letaim niyam rav alav lekoshken chavato. When it talks about acharav, Nikola Kriya, the potter, is not the back of the shore, it's the back of the bor. Kegan nidika bebor. Venafal lacharei habor. Chutz lebor. Eitvet. Bebor, bein lefanav, bein achrav chayav, exactly what Shmuel said to you to the Rav, Amra Chistewell. But the Rav, bebor, bershuto, where you weren't mafke the bor, that's your chayav. Bishum de omer, lema manashach. You want to pay me for the hevel? Certainly. Havla didacho. Want to pay me for the chavata? Pay me for the chavata. The chavata is also ditchau. It's not karka olam. Rav amar achumayeskina and bimitapech. The nofala apeh, vitapech, vitapala gabeh. We're over there, the Havala, the Hanibe initially, a Hanibe. Rav Yosef Amerachabit is cave bor Bishoras Kinan. My new Shivishit Meimav. We're over there, obviously, Loshna Lefanav, Loshna Lachrav, Mikhayev. Tony Rav Chananya, the Siyul Rav. Vinafal, we darshan at him, Achipal Derek Nefila, Mikan Amru. Nafal Lefanav, Mikola Kriya Chayat, Lachorav, Mikola Kriya Patur. But both are into the bor. Omama. Now, what happened to the participation of the driller? Omar of Shimi Barashi, we do say that, but who cares? You can't sue him. Therefore, you see the other guy, and it's going like Rabbi Natan, the Amar Bala Bar Zeker, Ka'ovid, Mikolechad Lev, Shishtalim Mihai, Mishtalim Mihai. So there are two things that Rabbi Natan said. A, there is another Shutaf with the Balabar. B, if you can't sue the first Shutaf, you sue the second Shutaf. Tanya, shor shadachav et chaviro labor, ba'ala shor chayav. And the balabor is patur, Rabbi Natan says, no, there's two people who do the nezek, ba'ala shor mishalem mechza, balabor mishalem mechza. What? I thought of bright, I said, Rabbi Natan omer, balabor mishalem shlosha chalakim, u ba'ala shor uviya nezek. That's not a problem, avatam avamuad. I mean, what is the old batan? Ikas over haikol yezekov, and haikol yezekov, avatai bishal paga, and bishal paga. Ikas over haipaga yezekov, and haipaga yezekov, avat. Then the bor should be, bala bor should be mishal paga, indeed, as you say, and the bala shor should be mishal revia, but the other revia doesn't add to the bala bor. He should be mafsinid. Where'd you get the bala bor? Pays 3/4. Amar Rava. Oh man, Rabbi Natan Dayana of an achad liumka tadina. The other gets over Aikola Zeka, but Aikola Zeka, the Kakashilacha. So then why not split it down the middle? Aipaga, Aipaga, Mishali. The Omele Bala Shola Bala Bor. Shutafin like you, buddy, I don't need. Because Shutafoy, my Ahanitli. Therefore, you're going to have to take half of my payments. I, you ask, said the Bala Bor. Shri Mishali Paga, the Bala Shor, Shri Mishal Ravia. And the other Ravia, we should just be Mafsid. No. As far as I'm concerned, but whatever I can't get out of the other guy, in this case that extra quarter, I'm going to come after you. That's the same question of the Machloket Rabbi Natan and the Rabbanan, where a guy is thrown into a bor by a shor. Well, obviously, pshita. I mean, ma'ade tema atemu di yamba balabor le balashor. Ilav bira didi, teroi didach avikotule without me. Avalacha batsyamale balaheven le balabor. Your bor did all thing. Ilav bor bira didach after didi my avi of it. Yavi mitko bo, he would have gotten up and somebody would have brushed off the shore and moved on. Come on, shmalan. The yamale, ilav even, nonetheless, will have enough of the bira.
Itman. Shor and Ashor Psulei HaMukdashim, which is not Reyehu, Shadagachu. So Abaya, Ramashab Chatzin Nezek, Ravina, Ramashab Revia Nezek. In which case, we can understand this as both cases are talking about a time and they're arguing. One who says, you only pay Chatzin, Revia rather, it's going like Rabbonah. Ravino says, no, you collect the whole thing from the Tamizi, referring to Rabbi Natan, of course limited the whole thing by Chatzinezek. And not even arguing. Or there was another version of the Machloket, in which case we could learn that both are talking about a Muad and one is Karabana, one is Rabbi Natan, and therefore whatever I can't get out of him, says Ravina, I get the other Chatzinezek out of the shore that I can. And one is referring to Mu and one is referring to Tam. They're not even arguing. Omar Rava. Shor, the Adam, who together at the Chafole Bor, so the Nezikin, Kula Chayav, and the Arbat Dvarim with Bev Ladot, the Adam is Chayav, the Shor and the Bor apart. The Kofer, Shlojim Shal Evet, the Shor is Chayav and the Adam and the Bor apart. Leaning Kalim and Shor Psalim and Gedashim, the Adam and the Shor Chayavim and the Bor is part of my time, my Krav, I made the Allah, the Misha made Shalom, Yatsa Shana made Shalom. Wait, the Pshitale La Rava. I thought Rava wasn't certain that that was the Drasha. Vami boy, boy Leila Rava, the boy Rava, Shor Psalim and Gedashim of Lafar, Labor, Mao. Do we say Hayameti Alo comes to tell me Misha Mechelo, which excludes Sharp Tula Mugdashim? Yatzizhina Mechelo. Oh, Dilma Vameti Alo has nothing to do with who the victim is. It's just coming to tell me that the Balaam of Tab Novelu Diata. Well, you know, Rava decided, but to the Bayada Pashta. So, how do you know Balaam Itaplim Benevela Minale? No, that comes from the other Ameti Alo by Sharp. Well, what right do you have to arbitrarily pick one? My chazita made yellow the shore, a fact that the bottom of the table in the vela, if I made yellow the barm, a fact that the shore made shallow, why not say the other direction already? Well, because, I mean, mistabra, the part of the p'tur is clearly talking about the bar, because the same pasuk was patarta kelim. Well, hadarabba. You could say the p'tur is talking about by shore, because the same parsha is talking about patrin chatzinezek. That's all very nice, says the Gemara. And therefore, this is part of the list of victims that are not included.